love this music. Now, if you're a fan of BBC's Strictly Come Dancing, you'll be very familiar with my next guest. He is one of the show's mainstays, it says here. He was the first ever winner, professional dancer, Brendan Cole. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So you won
it's
the
moon theme tune.
Yeah, you, it is. Do you ever get sick of listening to it?
Only occasionally, but not first thing in the morning.
You won the very first Strictly. How long ago was that?
It's going back 15 series, back in 2004. So
What kept you coming back every year?
I love being on the show. It's really weird. People ask me quite often, you know, what happens after Strictly, and I have no idea. Strictly is such a massive part of my life, and to sort of think one day, which will be, you know, soon enough, it'll come soon enough, it won't be there. You sort of think it's quite strange because it takes up half a year of my time, and you spend your whole time thinking about it or talking about it, and it's what I'd love to do.
Half a year.
Well, for 5 months we're on Strictly 4. July 31st we start the pro rehearsals that the pro dancers that we do on the Sunday Night Results show. They are all put together in the month of August, and then finally we meet the contestants, and then we get cracking with them.
Can I ask you a question?
Go on.
You'll promise me you'll be really honest.
I'm always
right?
honest.
Are you ever disappointed when you get paired up and think
many times?
Really?
Yeah, of course. It's that's nature of the game.
So were you disappointed with Fiona Phillips? Claire King, Lisa Snowden.
You're going back a little. Definitely not Lisa Snowden. She was fantastic. I've had some great partners over the years. You know, Sophie Ellis-Bextor. This year, Charlotte. She wasn't the best dancer, but a lovely, lovely girl. All you want is somebody that you enjoy spending time with, because you are spending more time with them than anybody else in your life. 7, 8, 9 hours a day.
Yeah.
Communications. You know, you're their coach, but you're also their support network. You're their mentor. If you don't like them, if you don't gel, it's the worst job in the world.
And has that happened?
About maybe 4 or 5 times, I think.
And how do you work that then? Because as you say,
smile.
You spend so much time. Yeah, but when the cameras, well, I suppose the cameras are rolling most of the time, but when they're not and that person's being a bit of a nightmare, what do you do?
The problem with being a pro dancer on the show is the show's not about you. You're there to do a job and hopefully do it very, very well. And you've got to do the right things at the right time. The last thing you want to do is upset your partner so that they storm off and, you know, they don't want to be a part of the show anymore, and it puts a bad name on the show. You want to give them a great experience. You want to have a great experience yourself. So it's about people management. I don't always get it right. I've got to be honest.
People management.
It is.
That's like something the BBC would say if you were really annoying them.
Well, yeah, they do annoy you. It's frustrating. Could you imagine us two? Let's say after this chat, you think he's a bit of an idiot. I couldn't spend much time with him. Now imagine if we had to spend 8 or 9 hours a day together, and you were feeling that right from the start. It's a tough gig for weeks, months at a time. So you smile, you try and give your best to them. But the problem is, if they don't give their best to you, I'm very much the kind of person, if I'm not getting, you know, a good thing out of somebody, I'm not going to give that myself just to try and make it work. So,
you know, and this says, I think it says more about me than you, Brendan, but it makes you want to then say, so out of the 15 series, who was the worst?
You going to make me say that?
I'm going to ask you.
Lulu was the worst.
Really?
We just did not gel. And I'm not saying that she's a bad person, although I probably would if I could. I'm saying that we didn't gel, and it was pretty tough from the outset. So, but that's human nature. We don't get on with everybody. I'm happy to say that most of my partners I have actually have a really good rapport.
So what you're saying is Lulu made you want to shout?
Oh, big time, baby.
Sorry, someone said that on my ear and I felt the need to repeat it.
You just had to get it out there. No, fair enough too.
So then that makes me think that because it's a difficult job, it might look very easy, but I guess that's part of it, especially if you don't get on with them. You've got to make it look like you've got this great rapport, great relationship.
That's the hard bit.
So you must get paid a fortune for it.
No, far from it. I wish that we work for the BBC. You know what the score is.
It's a tough topic on this programme, because it's not usually me in this seat. Stephen's usually in this seat, and, you know, well, he's made a few headlines in terms of his pay packet before. So in terms of mine, yes, I totally agree.
The thing is, the BBC is public funded, so it's, you know, they can't give out willy-nilly. If the show was, let's say, on ITV or something like that, maybe it'd be different. But I'm happy with my money, don't get me wrong. I'm not starting a pay war before you journalists out there get hold of this. I love the job. It's not about the money, although money is nice and it gives me the platform to do other things.
Yeah, you've got to pay your bills.
We've got to pay the bills, but it's about, I just love being on the show, and that rapport you have with that person, if it's a good one, that's when it's the best job in the world.
Except Lulu.
Well, except the lights off.
You're coming back to Belfast.
I am.
Tell me about that.
Well, I'm over here at the moment doing promotion for my my latest production, which is a theatre tour I do. This is my fourth production. This one's called All Night Long. And it's a big old night of showbiz, I suppose. Everything that people know and love from Strictly, whether it be the really gorgeous dancing, whether it be a waltz or a foxtrot or something a bit more exciting, an Argentine tango, we throw all of that on a stage. We are 21 on-stage musicians and dancers. It's my own show. It's not a production that's put on for me that I star in. It's my creativity. It's something I work very, very hard on. And yes, we're coming here to the Belfast Waterfront 28th and 29th of March.
I am 35. Can I ask what age you are?
41.
And I notice at 35 when I get older, like, for example, if I go out and run on the roads, my hips are sore.
Yeah.
Right. And if I had, so you stick the treadmill and I make noises now when I get in and out of chairs.
Yeah,
and
we all do.
Yeah. So given that your job that you do, you know, on a daily basis pretty much is so physical.
Yeah.
You know, is that tough on your body as you get a bit older?
I guess it is, but you don't notice it because you're just doing it. You're just in that mode. And it's like anything. If you were to get me to run a marathon, I'm very fit, but to run a marathon, I'd have to train for that and get my body ready for those that endurance and whatever muscle groups you're using to have that fatigue. Dance, with what we do, yes, it's extremely fatiguing, especially the lifting, the, you know, if you, let's say, lifting a young lady who's, let's say, 50 kg, to be polite, and you're throwing her above your head, that's going to take time. If you're doing it night after night like we do on my tour, and, you know, I do 13, 14 numbers within my show. There are 20 numbers throughout the 2-hour set, but you know, if I'm in all of those numbers and every number's has three or four lifts or some very intense choreography where you're using particular muscle groups, that is very fatiguing. However, you are built for it, you're conditioned for it, so therefore it's not tough. But it's quite interesting because when the Strictly celebs come on, they're using muscle groups that they've never used before. They think they've been hit by a bus after the first day of rehearsal, and we only did a bit of walking around the floor. So yeah, you get fit for the job.
But surely, though, have you got a contingency plan for when you get a lot older?
Contingency.
Well, I guess, because a lot of us, you know, well, maybe, I suppose it depends on what you do for a living, but we'll work until we're in our 60s anyway. And are you planning to still do what you do when you're in your 60s?
Probably not. I'm not sure people want to see it. That's the difference.
People love Dan Winnicombe.
Well, they did. You know, the difference is,
I don't know why, but they did.
My mate Anton Dubek, who's one of my co-stars on Strictly, been there from the start with me. He is 10 years older than me, and he's still going. So I figure as long as he's still going and looking okay, then I might be all right. But it's one of those things. I have no idea what the future holds. I just know that 15 years ago, before Strictly started, I had no idea the ride I was in for. Until now, and I didn't envisage I'd be sitting here talking to you and having my own theatre tour and still be on Strictly. So you just sort of think, you take that path that life leads, and sometimes there'll be a crossroad and you go, I'm gonna choose this way. Who knows where I'll be in 5 years, 10 years. So still dancing, I don't know.
No sore hips or knees then, no?
Knees definitely hurt a little bit more than they used to, but that's through stupid things like car racing and stuff and having accidents with, you know, adrenaline sports.
Fair enough, that's fair enough. When it comes to where you began and the dancing for that, because, you know, I want to ask you about boys now that maybe want to start dancing or men, because whereas it's definitely not seen as not embarrassing, but it's not as easy for boys and men to
it's
get into
like
dancing
rugby,
than women. No, it's not, because it's like, well, why do you want to do that instead of rugby?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Now, when I grew up, I played everything. I'm from New Zealand, so rugby was the thing. Like here, it's a massive part of my life still. I don't play it anymore. I'm not big enough or quick enough. And like anything, you just throw yourself into something. I think dance has become much more acceptable these days, but it's still a bit of a push for somebody to go, well, I'm not dancing, it's a bit girly. And actually, when you're doing some of these dances, like let's say a rumba or something, you've actually got to be put a bit of femininity into it. But you can
you
only do that.
You've got to wiggle your hips.
Yeah, you can only do that if you are, you know, comfortable in your own sexuality and comfortable being, do you know, I'm a man and I'm going to stand here and I'm going to put my hips forward and look at what we do. Look at what we get to do as men with a beautiful lady on your arm when you're dancing. It's a really nice thing. So it's just very hard for kids to get into it without having that mocking. And I had that as a kid,
But what was it that made you want to stick at it?
Oh, my mum made me do it.
All right.
Yeah,
well, there we go.
Yeah, mum's out there. If you just get your kids into dancing. Listen, I think it's very good for you. You learn social skills. You learn how to stand. And you know, if you're enjoying it and you it's part of your life. I just never stopped. Like I mentioned, I played rugby, I played football, I played everything. At the end of the season, occasionally I'd hang up my football boots and not go back. But dancing doesn't have a season, so I just never stopped. It's a very strange. When I look outside at my life, you go, what's happened here? How did I get to become a dancer and professional dancer, dancing on TV? It's just strange.
In my head, whenever you're on a night out,
yeah,
right, is it embarrassing for other people that are with you? Because can you control yourself, or do you find yourself having to fit some kind of routine into whatever you can hear?
This is I barely dance when I go out, because what you get, so you'll be out on the dance floor just having a good time, especially after a few drinks, end of the night, out on the dance floor, you're letting the hair down, and you get people doing this, they sort of start looking sideways, tilting the head, going, hang on a second, he's not that good, is he? Look at him. So you're going, I'm not out here trying to bust a move. I'm not doing a cha-cha-cha out here in the, in a nightclub. It's a very different style of dancing. So I tend not to do it unless it's a really dark room. And it's worse for my wife. My wife, poor wife's like, they start looking at her going, oh, see, I reckon I could be better than her.
Yeah,
poor girl. So she doesn't dance much either anymore.
Just give us a reminder, just finally, you're back in Belfast.
Yes.
What's it for, and when can, or how can people get tickets?
It is my latest production. You can either go to my website, which is Brendan Cole Live, or I think you can probably go straight to the Belfast Waterfront to get your tickets there. It's a big old night of entertainment. All of the stuff that people love from Strictly, waltzes, foxtrots, tangos, live band, phenomenal. And these guys play with the very best, Michael Bublé, Tom Jones, and they're on the stage with me. So very proud of my show. We did a bit of backstage gossip from Strictly. I'm on the mic half the night and dancing half the night and throwing different costumes on. The girls are amazing. The boys are pretty special too, so I can guarantee a pretty good night.
Brendan, thank you. Good luck with it.
Thanks for having me on.
And thanks for telling me about Lulu.
Pleasure.
Brendan Cole there.